Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The mayor's race is just one contest to be decided next Tuesday. Voters in East Boston will also decide whether to allow the casino proposed for the Suffolk Downs racetrack to move forward. A new WBUR poll out this morning of likely voters in East Boston shows they are divided on the casino question, but finds the opposition holds the advantage. WBUR's David Scharfenberg has the details.
The poll shows 46% of East Boston voters opposed to the casino and 42% in favor, with the balance undecided.
It's very close.
That's Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducted the survey of 302 likely voters for WBUR. Dig deep into the numbers, he says, and the survey points to real volatility in the electorate. 2 weeks ago, Suffolk Downs asked gambling giant Caesars to withdraw from the $1 billion casino project after state investigators raised a number of red flags about the company. It's unclear which casino operator might step into the void.
You can see the impact of the big news stories recently. You can see people who haven't really digested what's gone on yet. So I'd say, big picture, this thing could really still go either way.
The volatility is underscored by the most unusual finding in the poll. Women seem more likely to support the casino than men, a reversal of the typical gender gap on gambling questions. But the survey also points to more typical divides. Younger, wealthier, better educated voters tend to oppose the casino, while older blue-collar voters tend to support it. 83-year-old Mary Catino, a retired Sears Roebuck saleswoman who participated in the survey, favors the casino proposal. She says her late husband worked as a part-time teller at the Suffolk Downs horse track, and she's got fond memories of the place in its heyday.
People been gambling up there since 1930. No problem. I don't see anything wrong with it. A lot of older people go in there, especially the women. They enjoy themselves.
55-year-old Joanne Oliveira, a nurse who responded to the poll, said it's a tough decision. She owned horses at Suffolk Downs in the 1990s and says she'd hate to see the place wither away if voters reject the casino. But she's leaning against the proposal. She's worried about Caesar's last-minute departure, and she doesn't buy the promises of high-paying jobs.
A lot of people that are going to vote for it hear the jobs and, you know, the starting pay of $44,000 a year, and everybody thinks they're going to be a pit boss when they're actually going to be serving drinks and cleaning toilets.
Suffolk Downs is competing with two other projects for the sole Greater Boston Resort Casino license, a Wynn Resorts proposal in nearby Everett, and a Foxwoods project in Milford. The racetrack, which straddles the Boston Revere line, has to win referenda in both East Boston and Revere on Tuesday. Campaign finance records show Suffolk Downs has spent almost $2 million over the last 2 years on a sophisticated bilingual advocacy campaign, including canvassing, social media, and a TV spot featuring the firm's chief operating officer.
I'm Chip Tuttle from Suffolk Downs. Our track has been a big part of this community for 78 years.
Since the opposition group, No Eastie Casino, had spent just $22,000 as of early this week. But Jeffrey Berry, a political science professor at Tufts University, said the group has been plucky.
You have people on the ground from the neighborhood who have been very active and are communicating with their neighbors. They have a lot of authenticity as well as passion. And I think they've persuaded a good number of their own neighbors that this isn't a real good idea.
Local concerns seem to be dominant. Only 12% of voters said they are opposed to gambling in principle. Mayor Tom Menino pushed unsuccessfully to delay the vote after Caesars bowed out of the project. But 7 in 10 poll respondents said next week's vote will be fair. Still, with 20% calling it an unfair vote, some post-election grumbling seems likely. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.